Goldman Sachs axes employees to return to the office 5 days a week. What? Oh, they've demanded. Oh, okay, so they want all the staff. Is Corona 2.0 coming then? Wait a minute. We already have COVID-19. Now we're in the middle of Putin 22.
So what had happened was is people realized they could still work from home and still be semi-productive. So they don't want to go back into said facility to work.
What's unnatural. You know, I was thinking about this today. On my way in to the studio. I was driving down my street and the thought occurred to me. Thus. As I was looking at the driveways and the houses lumped one on top of another in my bougie development, it occurred to me, what, y'all like that bougie development? Yeah, I am a, here, I'm gonna give you a neologism. I am a BDD. He said development hands, didn't say priest hands. Did he say, I am a BDD. Do you know what a BDD is? And most of you are BDDs. You know what a BDD is, Mrs. O'Connell? You know what a BDD is? Bougie development dweller. But I was thinking about this. I mean, you got to hand it to them. This is a master stroke. So they convinced an entire generation of Americans that growing some or most of your own food was stupid and that you should job that out to people that don't love you and they just want to make a buck off of you. But they'll pretend like they like you in order to get the dollar out of your wallet, transfer it from your pocket to theirs, under the guise of, well, I'll grow that food for you. And in the process of doing that, then they drove us all, most of us, into this thing called the American work ethic. And then into the 5 days a week, 40 hours a week work week, right? And then in order to get to the place where we are going to have to go do this work, this slave new labor, slave new world, as David Simpson calls it, well, then how are we going to get there? Yeah, how are we going to get there? Well, here's how you're going to get there. We're going to build you these things called cars. And you're going to have to maintain an entire fleet of them if you have children. So I'm driving down my street, I'm going like, the home is made to produce slave labor. None of those homes on my street or any bougie development where BDDs live, none of the bougie developments were made for anyone to work from home. As Maggie was saying, the Goldman Sachs people are saying, no, you got to come back to the office. Well, that's also a control mechanism. And you know that productivity is probably just in the toilet. They're going like, hey, we usually steal. We usually usury loot almost $1 trillion a year from these idiots. We only got a half a trill last year. Look at the bougie development dweller, me. Look at the bougie development. The driveway is close to the street. Wouldn't want you to have to drive very far now to get to the thoroughfare that gets you to the factory. No, you just back down this thing that no one ever had in the whole history of the human race, this thing called a driveway, right? Well, if you're going to have the driveway, well, then you also have this thing called a garage. Well, then you have to have the bougie development dweller McMansion home. All of this is all done. It's with the same concept in mind. Everyone that lives in a bougie development is a bougie development dweller and doesn't work where they live. That seems to be very unnatural to me. Does it seem to be unnatural to any of the rest of you? And if it is unnatural, then why do we do it? Because it's the American way and we're the greatest country in the history of the world. USA, USA, USA. You know, if you go to new developments in Europe, in England or in France, the two countries, and in Scotland that I've been to, there are still developments or little towns and what have you here where the people actually work in the town or from their homes, and maybe they got their, you know, their dwelling out back or what have you. And it will come to a shock to your eyeballs because you're like, where's the driveways? Where are the cars? Now, they may have them parked down the street when there's an actual street. This is just something that is just completely, completely not in harmony with the way man has lived since Adam. There has to be a price that was paid, and boy, howdy, has there been. So the entire bougie development that you live in was made to facilitate the American model. Well, what if I don't want to live the American model? Well, then you try and make it. How many stories have you heard? And I think some of these people are controlled opposition, or maybe they were just stupid idiot libtards that actually had priest hands and had never lifted a shovel in their life. But how many stories have we heard in the last 20 years or so of, we decided we wanted to leave the rat race, and so we moved out into the farm, and we went bankrupt in 8 months. It was so hard work, we couldn't make, it can't have been so hard that 6,000 years of humans figured out a way to do it. It can't have been that hard. Do you see the fit? There's a possible and an impossible here. Either it was so hard that everyone had to leave the farm and move to the city. Well, we know that couldn't have been. That didn't happen. So it couldn't possibly have been that hard. And then we have harnessed the power of machines. We have machines that we have that mimic the power of secretariat, for heaven's sake. We call it horsepower. Does anyone ever make the connection? Well, why do they call it horsepower? Because you used to use a horse or a mule or whatever to do what? Pull things. Lift things that you couldn't lift because you're not strong enough. So in any event, you know, it's abstract little conversations like that, that we, to me, isn't, that's exciting. That's dynamic. That's a discussion that no one is having. Well, do we have to do that? Well, I've talked about this before. Why in my bougie development as a bougie development dweller, BDD, why isn't there like a little Sam Drucker country store nearby for the stuff that I can't grow that I can go get? I might even be able to walk there. Why, if I want to go hang out with the boys and have a couple of pints and knock a few back, play some darts, or just shoot the breeze and have a cigar or a pipe with, why do I have to drive 12 miles? Why is the guy that's serving me the ale or the mead or the bourbon or whatever, why does he have to have a license from this thing called the state to do so? Well, I'm going to charge plays because they're a revenue where they didn't produce the revenue. For who? Who does it produce revenue for? Sure as hell isn't me or you. Now, I'm just going to ask you here, and look, I really will. I'll quit. I'll never talk about this again. Isn't that a far more dynamic and interesting, exciting conversation that I just tried to start with you people? Some of you in the chat room, it looks like maybe some of one or two of you took the bait. That's far more dynamic, interesting, I think exciting. Has a lot of promise in it. It's got a lot of good, true, and beautiful in it, too. Then what they serve up is, you can now improve your BDD home by getting this alarm system. Within this system that is voice-activated will turn your lights on for you when the bougie development dweller returns home from his 110-mile-long commute. You wouldn't also need these god-awful things called school buses anymore. Would you? You wouldn't need these things called school boards anymore. What? Why did but better chart play? We had to have school boards. Why? You see, because this is reality. This is a discussion based in reality. And the immediate thing that people are going to say is, well, you can't get from there to there. We're stuck with this. Well, I would beg to differ with you that you're not stuck with that. You choose to be stuck with it. You know, I ought to interview the on the Friday show live from the Mater Doloroso TLM Center. I should drag Dusonia underground in there under pain of excommunication if he refuses. I should drag the Dusonia underground in there, make him sit down at a mic, and then let me talk to him, interview him about how this is impossible. Because if there's one of you that has actually made this pivot, and it's a serious pivot, and then has brought other people in with you, in addition to Brian Kay and some of your other ones, it's the Dusonia Underground, who realize that, wait a minute, I got 20 acres. Wait a minute, I got all these kids. Wait a minute, I have all these friends and family. They are seeing this as well. Wait a minute, what if we can figure out how to do livestock on this 20 acres? Maybe one of the other kids can move out here. What if we can figure out how to farm on this 20 acres? What if I go, well, I can't do it all. I'm old. You know, Rusty had an accident with his leg. He's able to get around, but he's not the proverbial spring chicken anymore. But maybe there's someone else out there that, well, you know, they used to call it sharecropping. Someone else will go, hey, Rusty, you let me do 5 acres. Well, we'll put 4 cows on there, one for each family. We'll rotate them. And then we'll find us a local butcher and we'll supply. Folks, that's how you think. That to me is exciting. You know where the cow grew up. You know what it got fed. You know whether or not it got doped up with hormones and what have you here. This is how we do it. That's how you, yeah, I know, Maggie. Can I just sing one time without you going off on me?
Plus the white man dancing.
Well, I had to do the white man dancing. So it'd be better if I went, this is how we do it. If I didn't move my arms. It's all bad, she said. Food for thought. Think about that. Now, I just gave you a little snippet of what kind of conversation and what people want to do and why they're coming to the Fellowship of the Klan's Congress and why you should, too. By the way, if you want a snail mail your check-in, dude, they sent an email out last night. The address is in the email. Snail mail away. We got 5 yesterday. We are ecstatic to get checks because there ain't no processing fee on it. Send all the checks you want. Hell, I'd convert the whole Founders Pass to checks if I thought I could get away with it. Meaning what people actually follow. But you do this step by step. The first step to it, all right, the first step on this recovery plan is to admit you have a problem. Hi, my name is TKDGOAT, and I'm a bougie development dweller. First,
gotta remove the GOAT.
No, I'm not removing the GOAT. First step is to admit you have a problem. Yes, we need support groups. You had to have weekly meetings. Okay, Bert, you're next.
I'm Bert. I'm a bougie development dweller. I'm a BDD.